The Gary Sharp Show. Mailbag presented by Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill. Home of the Big O Pizza and Char Buffed Wings.
All right, this is our halftime, middle of the week. Time for the mailbag, brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill. Two fine locations, 173rd and Center, right there in the Lakeside Hills Plaza. Dine in, carry out, curbside pickup, or just carry out at 162nd and Maple. Two fantastic locations that deliver the Big O Pizza, Jar Buff Wings, and other delightful things on the menu that are very popular for football Saturdays. I had people tweeting at me, Josh, that they had went to Oscar's to get food for Saturday night's game. Thank you very much. Continue to do that, and we'll pass that along to our good friends over at Oscar's.
Now that just feels like teasing.
Yeah, especially
to a certain extent.
Yeah, you know, people get. I don't know if you're a big Instagram guy with food. Are you? So you know, we're learning a little bit more each day about each other.
Yeah.
I chide a couple of people on this radio station because they like to take pictures of their food. Okay, they take pictures of their food and they tweet it out. Severe.
Okay. Yeah. That would have been my guess.
So, and he's a foodie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you know what? I why? You're giving it a moment to, it's just sitting there when it should be in your belly. You're taking a picture of it. And then, you know, when you're taking a picture of food, you don't just take one. You like get the right lighting and you turn it so people can see it and you put it on Twitter and you put it on Instagram, you put it on Facebook. I can guarantee that unless it's something just completely amazing, I am not taking a picture of my food. But people that were sending me pictures, I really appreciate it because Oscar's are good friends of ours. But looking at it, I was like, can they deliver to 10th and Vine in Lincoln, Nebraska?
It's very distracting.
Yeah. So those are the pictures I will be okay with. But I'm never going to be somebody that takes, you know, like puts it on the gram.
Yeah, not getting a lot of food pictures from me, but I'm not going to say I've never done it because sometimes, you know, there's a very artful meal sent to your table and you're like, oh, okay, I got to document this.
Like, oh, they delivered a meal to our table and it's on fire. So I got to take a picture.
Yeah. I think fire is an exception to the rule. If your meal comes to you on fire, on purpose, well, even on accident, I guess you would break out the camera.
Is my hamburger supposed to be on fire? Oh, dang!
This is an Arby's, sir.
No, I may. I'm getting up, so I'm starting a project. I would like to cook a little bit more, but I'd like to make stuff, not like reheat stuff.
Sure.
Or rely on the microwave.
Wouldn't we all?
So it is a goal of mine. Once a week to grab a recipe and make it, whether it be bread, thinking about buying a bread maker. For some reason, I have a fascination with bread makers.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking about buying a bread maker and making bread.
What kind of bread?
Well, I'm not sure. I think I can make all kinds of bread.
Yeah.
And then it'll probably just turn into an obsession, and I will be making bread for all of my neighborhood. I won't be able to stop.
Oh, yeah, that's Gary. He sells bread out of his garage.
I mean, the farmer's market is now open. You may see me next year have a booth, and I'll be just selling bread.
A lucrative industry.
I don't have a license or anything like this. Hey, where's your shop at? In my kitchen. Come on. Come on over.
This is Gary-tested food.
So people that were sending me pictures, I do appreciate it. And our listeners who win a gift card, and it is a, you would agree, a healthy gift card.
Oh, yeah. You can eat. You can eat on this.
About like $5.
Yeah.
I mean, Oscar's is like, if you're going to have the experience, and especially if you're new, because once you're there, you're going to come back, they make it worthwhile for you to participate in the mailbag.
This is not a, how to word this. This is a substantial radio prize in a field where...
Go ahead, let it out.
They're not always substantial prizes. You might get the why is this a happy 1989 t-shirt? Oh, it's vintage. No, it's been sitting in the closet for 20 years plus. This is a real prize.
Did you guys give away any real prizes at that other place you worked at?
We've been known to give away a real prize or two every now and then.
and the same people win over and over?
There are some professional, there's some pros out there. We'll leave it at that.
Someday I'm going to write a book on how you can win on radio.
Yeah.
The inner secrets of prizes and giveaways on radio stations that are not sports stations. Sports stations do it right. It's all these other music stations and mm-hmm. how they give away their prizes.
Yeah. This is the real deal here.
Just a little tip there. All right. That's how it works. You send in questions and Josh reads them. We have music that is picked out by Josh. This usually is not serious. So people that are tuning in now that want to hear us break down the Nebraska-Minnesota game, just know that probably for the next 30 minutes, it's going to be a bunch of nonsense. And that's okay because in this world, we need plenty of nonsense.
And that's what you're going to get from me. Nonsense. You just need to know that about me right off the bat. I'm going to tear down your cathedral of sports.
I mean, you went with Flea Flecker earlier.
Yes. All right. First,
people are going to come at you.
Well, yeah, if they do it.
If they do it.
Here's an idea. Stop it.
Well, the whole thing about a trick play is to catch somebody off guard.
Yeah. You can't catch the black shirts napping.
Why doesn't Nebraska run a trick play?
Because it's not Big Ten football.
Some coaches are like, well, that's beneath us. You know what is beneath you is wins right now. Do anything you can to win a football game. This Nebraska used to have some of the greatest trick plays in the history of college football. No, some of that stuff you can't do anymore.
Yeah.
But they were legendary. It's been a while since like a really, really good trick play. A pass by Wandale Robinson will not be happening this weekend, that's for sure. So P.J. Fleck, you listen to the show. Don't worry about that.
You can rip that defense right out of the playbook. No need to waste time on that one.
All right, here we go with the mailbag, the music today.
This is Whatever Was in the System. I believe it's called Because It's Crispy is what the name of this bed is. Michael gives us our first piece of mail, and he says, hi, Gary, question for you. If you were in Trev Albert's big shoes with your little feet, that feels like a personal attack.
I'm a size 11.
Okay.
That's a fairly large shoe.
That'll get the job done. What project would you want to complete as the Husker AD? Allowing alcohol in stadium and arenas, redesigning stadium to allow standing room in the end zone with a bar entertainment area. Would you hire, fire a coach? You got a marketing idea, mandatory tube socks for an athlete? Redesigning Herbie Husker as a weak, woke millennial? What other projects?
What's the tube socks?
I thought that was an inside joke between you and Michael. Maybe Michael's just a fan of tube socks.
Do people wear tube socks anymore?
In their pants.
Big fan of Porky's?
Big fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
First of all, rest in peace, Aunt Mary. But Aunt Mary, like I think we have a lot of our aunts out there, for Christmas, they would put money into your Christmas account at a bank that they set up that you really didn't have access to. But then they would give you like the receipt. I put $25 into your Christmas account.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks, Grant. Thanks, Aunt Mary.
Yeah.
When do I have access? And then it would always be tube socks and underwear. Now, my Aunt Mary, that was what she did every year. I don't believe that Aunt Mary knew that I got a little bit older as every Christmas came along. So as a sophomore in high school, I got another $25 into my Christmas account, which was really BS because Aunt Mary was a couponing person and she was making money. She would do the whole couponing thing. Oh, that was like a big thing with her. I think that's why my Uncle Bill like just disappeared. They didn't get divorced. He just left. And no one knew where he went.
It's cheaper if you just go, sir.
But she was obsessed. She took over their garage and she was a couponer. So she would cut out coupons and you know, you'd get rebates and mm-hmm. you know, if you buy this, you get $5 back. That was her. And I was like, this is BS crazy. But I don't know. Something happened. So as a sophomore, you know, I'm thinking, hey, you know, she's very, very kind. She would send Christmas gifts to my house. I might get something different. No, I got the tube socks and the underwear. By then, I had graduated up to boxers as a sophomore in high school, which was a big step for yours truly.
Yeah.
But I still got the tube socks and the underwear and $25 in my Christmas account. Now, Aunt Mary's been gone for a while. I've never got access to the Christmas account. So thinking that Aunt Mary was a little bit of a shyster and that she just told me I had a Christmas account and then said she was putting $25 in there. Maybe she was, but kept it for herself.
It's in there. Don't worry about it. Your mom knows where to go. Well, I don't know.
So I haven't worn tube socks for a long time, but I had a stash of them in my closet in case Aunt Mary came over and I would have the tube socks on.
Yep, you got to wear them if the gift giver comes back around. Yeah.
Now I'm an anklet guy.
Yeah, same.
If I was Trev Albertson, I had a project to do. And it's going to be a project that's happening sooner than later, by the way, is redesign Memorial Stadium.
It sounds like that's what they want to do.
Well, it's no more want to. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a little while. But Memorial Stadium, when you and I are doing this show in 2031,
mm-hmm.
Memorial Stadium will look different.
Wider seats.
Reduced capacity.
Yeah.
More fan friendly. More where the entertainment is going mixed in with your football.
You got to give me something I can't get at home.
So that's what I would do, because that stadium isn't going anywhere. It's going to be, 100 years old? It's coming up. So the stadium's not going anywhere. You're not going to build a brand new Memorial Stadium, but you can reconfigure it and do it so you take it into the next 100 years.
And then everybody wants to come out and see the new digs.
Yes, and you hope that the greatest ticket seller is the performance on the field.
Yeah.
But I love what Trev has said about being entitled. And I think he was not talking about the fans. He was talking more about the inner workings of the athletic department. But Trev isn't going to rest. He's not going to take the Nebraska fan for granted. Because even if your best ticket seller is the performance on the field, on the court, on the diamond, you can't just say, well, people are going to show up. They're just going to show up because it's Nebraska football. And they happen to have some success. There's still going to be people that are like, nah, I'm not going to be there. So they will make it where you want to be there. And it's comfortable to be there. That's a word that I'm hearing a lot, is we need to make it comfortable on our fans, our customers, our supporters that take care of us. So that's what I would do. And I would find a way to incorporate between the first and end of the game, first quarter and end of the game, how you can bring the band involvement back. We got that discussion yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just my observation that there is less emphasis on the band in game.
We put a poll up on Twitter at Gary Sharp Show. Audience was with me, DJ.
We got a lot of responses from people that have sons or daughters or themselves that have been in the band. And they have two-a-days as well.
It's hot. They're lugging instruments. I get it. They're working hard.
Maybe give them more of a role in-game instead of just before the game and at halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a response. I've been caught in that crowd a couple of times. Not that it's a bad thing. When the band marches into the stadium. Which there's a lot of people 9-10 deep that are watching the band go by.
Next message comes from Brian. He says, this one is for the stick to sports listeners. We talked candy a week or two ago. Let's talk a little about drinks this week. What is your favorite adult beverage to consume on those cooler days? Are you a spiked warm beverage kind of guy? Do you lean towards the Oktoberfest types of beers? Or do you stick with your standard drink all year round? For Brian, he says, I love to mix a large mug of hot chocolate with peanut butter whiskey while sitting around a campfire or fire pit.
Good on the peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah.
that has been a go-to here in the cool evenings now that we're into fall. I'm kind of like my coffee. I'm a boring beer drinker. I have like my 15 staples that I go to. Now, it's not always like Bud Light or Bud Heavy. But I'm a big fan of Boulevard.
Okay.
In Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big fan of Spotted Cow.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
We have stumbled upon plenty of Spotted Cow that has been brought into the station.
Yeah, when do we play Wisconsin up there again?
Coming up in November.
Okay. You can restock.
I've asked many a times, and finally GM Mark came through.
Oh,
and then more people came through, and they heard us talking about Spotted Cow on the air and the other brands from that brewery. And so we have plenty of beer. I also like a little Golden Road out of California.
Okay.
I'm kind of a light guy.
That's okay.
I'm not a big cider guy. I know that was, we've had a run on cider.
No. I'll drink a seltzer in the summer.
Okay, no, not me.
I'll come out here and admit it. You know why? I can drink all of them. I can drink a million of them.
Are you a hard Mike's lemonade guy too?
No.
Okay.
That's drawing the line. That's a bridge too far.
But how can you can't go wrong in this town. There are so many good local beers.
So many.
Yeah. This Omaha does not get as much credit as they deserve for being a good local brew town.
Yeah.
We don't have any massive breweries. We have some nice smaller breweries that do good work.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, we have a million breweries. They're all meh. They're all mediocre. There's a lot of great local beers.
Plus, I like it here because I don't run into as many beer snobs.
Yeah, everybody's pretty live and let live. I mean, you're obviously going to find that guy. Because that guy's everywhere.
There can be a gal, too, that it's a beer snob.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, women drink beer, too, Josh.
That's true. I should really change my caveman-like ways.
They're not all whiners.
Oh. You're going to get me in trouble today. I don't like that.
I don't know why we haven't, the afternoon show, the afternoon show has Fridays. I don't know why we have not at 1620 The Zone put on like in conjunction with the Storm Chasers. Put on like a beer fest.
I mean, I'd be willing to do the work for that personally.
Or we sponsor, shout out Jim Phillips, former local weather guy. Well, he's still kind of a weather guy. Good guy on Twitter.
Yeah.
KU man, Cub fan. The couple times I talked to him, he does the beer tours like over in Benson.
Oh, does he?
We should do a 1620 The Zone, hang with the guys. Beer tour.
That would be a blast.
We'll take a bus.
Ooh.
We'll go from all the different parts of town, my neighborhood, Exarban Village, which we have a new brewery that's moving in, Live Lounge, rest in peace, to Blackstone. And we'll bump over to Benson. We'll go downtown. Yeah, it could be the 1620 The Zone pub brew.
I like this idea.
Tour. Get on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can just have like something here in a parking lot, like a get-together at 50th and Dodge, and people just bring their own. Have one, share one. Introduce your neighbor to a new selection.
Yeah. I know a buddy who, him and five other guys in the neighborhood, everybody buys a six-pack. They put them in the middle and, you know, I get one of yours, you get, and they pass it around until you've got six different beers in your six-pack, and you educate your neighbors.
Wow.
That way.
Bougie neighborhood you live in.
No, it's not the neighborhood I live in. It's just my friend.
See, then we also, we'll find some people that can bring us Yingling. We'll be good.
Oh, yeah. We need to make some connects.
We live on the wrong side of the Mississippi.
We do.
Good question.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
ideas. Mm-hmm. I think we should do this during the wintertime. You can get on spots on the bus.
John writes in.
By the way, Allie says she's in.
Oh, Allie's in?
Yes. And she said that she is also a female beer snob.
Okay, well, if Allie's in, I'm in.
See, there's another thing about the beer snob. So we immediately think that people are jerks. But that means you just have a good palate. I don't like drinking gasoline.
It's a very fine line between bad beer snob and good beer snob.
I'm also, as I've gotten older, I had a really, really bad problem. Not afraid to admit it. When I turned 21, it was really, really bad. I think I consumed every beer that was available in the city of Lincoln when I was 21.
It's okay. They'll restock.
But as I've gotten older, I do think ahead of what the morning after is going to feel like.
Yeah, you sort of, with age comes a little more wisdom, and you're like, okay, I now know how this is going to ravage my body. Why don't I prepare on the front end?
Yeah, when you're 21 and when you're drinking beer and it has the same effect as water on you and you think you are invincible, when you're about 20 years older, yeah, not so much. The ability to consume 18 beers in 2 hours is not good.
No. I mean, it's fun, but you're going to pay for it.
I was fat, drunk, and stupid as a 21-year-old.
Who among us wasn't?
I mean, I won some contests for like beer bongs and all the beer games I was really good at. Now I suck.
Well, Father Time is undefeated.
People go, what'd you do in college? Oh, I was fat, drunk, and stupid. You know, you've seen Animal House? That was me.
Took it as a challenge. John writes in with a quick one. Did Gary say earlier that the Biebs gave him chills?
Yes. The ESPN theme for the NHL, and Justin Bieber is narrating it, it gave me chills. The narration, not the physical part. Did Tom Brady not yesterday, so Tom Brady's doing his weekly press call with the local media. He had his hat on backwards, which I'm sure just made a couple of people upset. He looked like Justin Bieber. Tom Brady looks so much younger. He's 44 years old.
He went down to Florida, started smiling, and he does. He looks at least 10 years younger.
Most of the time, Josh, people go to Florida and they get older.
Yeah.
Or they're already old and they stay old.
Well, I mean, avocado ice cream keeps you young, I guess. It's all the strawberries I've been eating that have deteriorated my body, apparently.
I mean, not everybody stays old. Some people, they are old, and they look like the lady from Something About Mary. The leathery skin is supposed to be on the alligator, ma'am, not on your face.
We got one from Eric here, getting back to sports.
By the way, this just make this happen. The 1620 The Zone beer crawl.
If the people will it into existence, I'm sure it will happen.
We'll get a bus. We'll get an aero bus. So it's 56 seats.
Oh, you want a nice bus.
Yeah.
You don't want like a Will Compton bus.
Well, that bus, by the way, that bus needs to be towed. It was towed from Nashville to Lincoln. Yes. It was towed from Lincoln back to Nashville. I think we got to make this somewhat classy.
Yeah. You don't want to have to worry about tetanus when you're hanging out with the listeners.
Like some of the buses that go down to Lincoln that are just pure party buses, I don't have anything against them, but I would like a bigger bus. We'd like more people.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get everybody on the bus. We'll reserve 10 spots for 1620 The Zone personnel. So everybody that's on air has to be on the bus. And then you know, you're included. And we will go on a beer crawl around town.
I would make this sacrifice for the good of the company and the betterment of this program.
I think this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll get in the lab and we'll tinker with it.
And the panic that ensues when a bus pulls up to a restaurant or a bar. And the people inside panic. You ever been on a bus? You travel with Iowa Western. You ever stopped like at a fast food place or a place that you can have like four or five different options? And the madness that ensues inside of a fast food place when a bus pulls up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One guy always runs to the back shouting, there's a bus here!
And then you walk in with a group, usually like a sports team, and there's one guy that's just going to stand up there and he's going to pay for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
That's what we're going to be like. We're going to have a bus. It's going to be 56 people on the bus. And we're going to go from different parts. Good. We'll go from West O. We'll go to South O. We'll go to North O. And then we'll, I guess to be fair, we'll go to East O. And end up in the Missouri River. Maybe we save this. Now, this is my marketing hat on. Maybe we save this for the summer when it's warmer. And we'll do like a booze cruise.
Oh, okay.
If you liked what the New York Giants or the Minnesota Vikings did, wait till you see the 1620 The Zone booze cruise.
Yep. That commercial writes itself. Question from Eric.
Unlike those two teams who haven't won since then, we'll be a winner.
That's true. The Giants are like, what, like 2-something since that playoff game? Yeah. All right, Gary, you now have the ability to choose one of two scenarios. Scenario number one, Nebraska gets a top quarterback, running back, and wide receiver in one future recruiting class. Or scenario number two, Nebraska gets a top three recruiting class in the nation. Both have huge positives, but what is your pick and why?
I have to repeat that question because there is somebody that is involved with us that says not a chance in HE double hockey
what?
Sticks.
What? Yeah. Oh, we're making the station money.
I'm just the fun guy.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently he doesn't want to have fun.
I didn't know I signed up to work for the No Fun League. Thought I left that. Scenario one.
This is now packed. I mean, we've already sold out. We haven't even started selling tickets to the 1620 The Zone. Get on the bus.
Guess you guys don't like money. Screws. Thought we're here to make money. Scenario one, you get a top quarterback, running back, and wide receiver in a future recruiting class. Scenario number two, you get a top three recruiting class, period.
Top three recruiting class.
That's kind of where I'd lean to.
There'd be depth in that recruiting class.
Yeah.
And probably be very, very top heavy.
Yeah, I feel like a top three recruiting class would have at least two of the three quarterback, running back, wide receiver in it, if not all three.
Is there any scenario ever in our lifetime that a place like Lincoln, Nebraska would have a team that played there that had a top three recruiting class?
I mean, you'd have to win a lot of years in a row. I'm not going to say it's impossible.
If they won a national championship and the following year they were back in the mix, you would be very, very attractive.
Yeah. Because you got good NIL here. Although I kind of thought it'd be a little better, at least a little more publicized. It kind of seemed like that first week it went crazy and then everybody died down.
But an area which we thought would be very, very productive in name, image, likeness is female student athletes,
mm-hmm.
especially with the Nebraska volleyball program.
Lexi's son is like number one at the school, right?
Yes, and a few volleyball players yesterday became public that they are aligned with Ray Gun shirts.
Great.
We're going to have two buses. People are all in on this. Now we can't let them down. I'm not the marketing promotions person here. I'm just the idea person. This thing is sold out. We're going to need two buses.
Well, I heard we can't do it. I heard there's no chance. That was a direct quote.
Michael says, Council Bluffs, yes. Full-fledged brewery over
at
Council
that's
Bluffs.
That's right.
We will go to Council Bluffs as well. That'll be our Easto.
Full-fledged first down on the Iowa Western football broadcast. I should have been a better teammate and pimped them out.
Hashtag failure. All right, we'll go West O, East O, South O, North O.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the whole experience. We'll go to like nice places, and we will go to dives.
You got to do both. This is an all-day extravaganza.
This will probably start at noon, and it will end at midnight.
Yeah. Two buses, jam-packed.
There will be T-shirts. There will be food. There will be opportunities to have Damon autograph any Husker item you would like.
Oh, I'm sure he loves that.
He actually does. Take a picture with him. We'll have, you know, we'll have like a picture station.
I see a dance off later in the evening.
That ain't gonna happen. We're only going 12 hours. Some of us are a little bit older. And again, what tastes like water when you're 21? Nowadays, Sunday mornings are really, really bad.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That whole trick of, hey, you know what? You'll be okay. Just take Tylenol before you go to bed. That didn't work as well.
Not always true.
Yes.
And that's the mail for today. That's all I got in the mailbag.
Tom wants to know. He loves this idea. Tom already has a seat on the bus.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
He said, why don't we just do all dive bars?
There certainly would be a market
for
that.
Or he said, do one street. I've done the Leavenworth bar crawl.
Yeah.
No, this is... maybe we'll only go to places where in this town you can get 1620 to the zone okay. So West O, East O, North O, and South O. No, we want to go all over. There's probably a lot of bars that people have not been in North O and South O.
Yeah, I would like to be educated.
Get the flavor of the city of Omaha and Council Bluffs.
Yep.
All right, this is a done deal.
Yep.
We might be up to two buses now. Look at this. Thank you in the mailbag for bringing up this idea. And now we're set.
Let's make it happen.
We'll have celebrities. We'll have special guests.
Ooh.
We'll pick up people along the way that are special guests.
You might not know their names, but they'll be hitchhiking and we'll pick them up. They'll be our new friend.
How has this not been done around here anymore? All the great places that we have in this community and a great radio station?
If I'm going to be Debbie Downer about it, I feel like there's a lot of waivers involved. Now, I personally don't care about that. That's not my job to care about that.
Well, I think we're going to have a tough time getting one person that's on the air on the bus. So it's off now because of that person.
Wow.
It was great while it lasted. But, you know, some people are just, they're not in for fun.
Thought we were a team here.
Difficult. Yeah, I thought it was important.
Huh. No I in team.
I know a place to get a bunch of pretzels and peanuts, and we'll be fine.
Ooh. Now I'm thirsty.
Well, after 12 hours of hitting every bar on the 1620 The Zone, get on a bus bar crawl, you will not be thirsty. Big fan of a bar down in the Millwork, Cross Drain. They would be on board. Boom. This is happening. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
Ooh.
On a Thursday.
Perfect.
Oh. I mean, nobody goes to work on Friday. Like, we'll just play national programming that following Friday. We'll do it on a Thursday. There'll be less traffic in the bars that we're going to.
Yep.
Everybody just gets off of work.
Are we doing the shows from the bus on Thursday?
No.
Okay.
This isn't like when... For example, I don't know, where were you living when you turned 21? Did you go out when you were 21?
I did. I was living in Northwest Omaha, yeah.
So in Lincoln, where I was when I turned 21, every bar you went to, you told them you were turning 21, you were on the 21 bar crawl, or whatever they called it. Now, they don't do it anymore. But the first place you went to... They gave you a piece of paper, and you signed your name. So every bar you went to, your friends would put down what bar you were at, and then you would sign it. And as the night went on, your signature, of course, got worse.
Uh-huh, sure.
Somewhere in a storage unit, either in Florida, Lincoln, Omaha, or where my parents live now, there is my 21.
Wow.
My night as a 21-year-old in Lincoln, Nebraska, which I got home. My roommates at the time were really, really good. They took me out. They took care of me. Couldn't get my shoes off. I punched a roommate because I was so angry that I couldn't get my shoes off.
I had a fight with my shoes on my 21st birthday.
I mean,
they were getting in the way, and I threw it against the wall, and I said, expletive shoes.
I remember it vividly. I sat on the floor of my kitchen, and I was swearing up a storm because nobody would help me. I couldn't get my shoes off. Couldn't get up. And instead of, you know, it's like kicking them off, for some reason, I wanted to untie them, and I couldn't. And I got angry.
You saved the piece of paper, though, huh?
Oh, my. It was a rough night.
Oh, do you save emails from 10 years ago, too?
No, but that's like a special thing. I was, like, so proud of that. I'm like, Josh, I filled the whole paper. Again.
It's a trophy.
Being 21 and in college, and that was the year of the house with 7 other roommates and a potbelly pig and a beer fridge that replaced the regular fridge. Not good.
Is it framed?
No.
Okay.
But it's somewhere because I've moved it a couple of times. Because I had it in a book. I'm very proud of it. I explained it to people.
It's a great accomplishment in a young man's life, or a young woman's.
I think I may have explained it. Did I explain it to her? I think I did. She had more respect for me.
Because you had been through something and came out cleaner on the other side?
Well, no, that she'd seen that I started the night of my 21st birthday in Lincoln, like at 9:15, and by 10:45, we had hit 18 places in Lincoln.
You see, honey, I can finish something.
This is probably a good time to go to a break. We're revealing way too much information. This is going to happen, folks. I will make sure that this happens. I will make sure that all of us are on the bus with all of you. And not sure what time of the year we'll do this.
Can we be better in the winter? Suits into it.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to go with the flow and do like an ugly sweater bar crawl.
No. That doesn't feel like us.
Or maybe we require everybody to dress as Santa Claus and we have 56 Santa Clauses on a bus just driving around Omaha. So we can combine it. We'll go see lights and we'll go drink. The mailbag is brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Grill. That's a place we could stop. That'll be our food stop. When we're out in West O. Make sure you stop by 173rd and Center. Carry out only, though, at 162nd and Maple, which they are always busy. Josh will select the winner, and we may have given it away with this great idea during the mailbag. You will win a gift card to Oscar's Pizza and Grill. We do this every Wednesday, and if you weren't able to get in today, next week, jodson@nrgmedia.com is where you send your questions for the mailbag. Thanks, everybody. Now we got a great idea, good discussion. We have more discussion around the Nebraska-Minnesota game, Trev Alberts, the search for Bill Callahan, and much more coming up next on 1620 The Zone.